As we enter yet another province-wide shutdown, the need for more vaccines are higher than ever. Some people are hesitant based on factless rumors that are scaring the population, but it's the only tool we have to stop the pandemic. The slow rollout of vaccinations has been happening across Canada since December 13, 2020. Since then, over 5 million doses have been administered, but yet only 11% of the Canadian population have had their first dose. Doug Ford said in a conference on Friday that he was shocked that more appointments aren't being filled out by the older generation who is meant to be vaccinated now. So I think it's safe to say that with the recent shipment of 3 million doses last week, the less at-risk population may have the chance to get their first dose sooner than later. It will be up to the people themselves to decide whether or not they would like to get vaccinated, but there are many rumors that are painting the vaccine in a negative light, which is scaring the younger population away from receiving their dose. Some people are saying the vaccine changes your DNA. Well, no, it doesn't. Just like other flu vaccines, the vaccine causes a spike in protein that matches the ones found on the surface of SARS-CoV-2, better known as COVID-19. When our body is presented with this spike in protein from just the surface of the virus, the body will recognize them as foreign and develop an immune response. This is how the flu shot works. Another question that people have is, did the virus skip clinical trials to be completed faster? While it is true that other vaccine trials usually take up to 8 years to be completed, the world doesn't have time to wait that long. With the help of extra financial support from the government and other funding sources, the vaccine was able to be created and tested in ways using methods that have not yet been optional for other vaccine trials due to the lack of funding. No steps were skipped in the process. Vaccines usually take years to create in order to see how some vaccines react naturally over time, so subjects from the COVID-19 vaccine are still being monitored daily for long-term effects. Many people are also afraid that if you have allergies, you cannot take the vaccine. This is not necessarily true, as the vaccine is safe for most allergies. People who are allergic to food, pets, insect bites, latex, oral medication, and environmental allergens have a low risk of having an allergic reaction and are recommended to still be vaccinated. It is those with a history of anaphylactic shock to other vaccines like the flu shot who are considered high risk to a reaction. What we do know about the vaccine is that it is effective at preventing COVID-19 and preventing the severe effects that the virus has, including death. With the variant of COVID-19 on the rise, experts are still learning how effective the vaccine is against it. Studies so far have shown that it is more effective against some than others, but at the end of the day, wouldn't you rather have some kind of defense against the virus than none at all? It is important to remember that the sooner that people get vaccinated, the sooner that we can get back to life before COVID-19. The vaccine doesn't always stop the spread between those who don't have any doses of the vaccine, so we must continue to wear masks and socially distance until more of the population becomes vaccinated. It is a choice to get the vaccine, but I know I will be getting it. I hope my fellow Canadians make the same choice for the sake of our health and the sake of our country.
For Spoke News, I'm Sam Smewing.